Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today, because as you were getting ready for your weekend to start, a bank failed. And they kind of did this after hours and snuck it under the rug, and no one was supposed to find out about it. So please, got a lot to cover today. Don't forget to hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Comment. And if you want to email us, hello@iallegedly is the email account. Make sure you sign up for our email list, because one just went out. And we have a sponsor today, Dr. Amy. First things first, Republic Bank. Okay? It's a $10 billion bank. Went out of business Friday night. After hours, they shut down. No big deal. You know, just did it, but did it under the radar. Okay? So they've got $6 billion in assets and $4 billion in deposits, 32 branches, and it's the first full-fledged bank failure of 2024. Uh-oh. Okay, now you had Signature Bank last year, Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic that went out of business, and this one's bad, but it's going to be taken over by a rival, Fulton Bank. Now, New Jersey, New York, branches in that area. But the worst part about this is that they're acting like it's no big deal. Okay, well, we want an explanation. There is no explanation yet as to why the bank failed and why the FDIC felt the need to come in, swoop in, and protect everybody. Bad loans, bad management. Okay, but hey, don't worry, your money's safe. Come Monday morning, when branches reopen, you're going to be able to go to these banks again and get your money out. Now, they want you to know, if you have a loan, keep making your loan payments. If you owe any money to this bank, you're going to have to pay it, because they're going to collect it. And you can use your ATM card temporarily, and you can use your checks temporarily, but that's going to stop soon. So, okay, guys, do you feel good about this? Do you feel remotely like they're being clear? Read the stories below. There's a few, okay? It's ridiculous right now. And we're supposed to just sit there and act like it's no big deal when a bank goes out of business. But again, they do this on a Friday, okay? Now, here's a concern, okay? And people are going to say, why does this have anything to do with us, Dan? Cuba, right now, Cuba has a cash crisis that you need to pay attention to. And it took me going to the AP to get this story. It's not on CNBC. It's not on your ABC News or USA Today. It is on the AP. And what's happening is people that live in Cuba cannot get access to their cash. Okay? Now, you get paid from your job, and they put the money into your account, and you go to get, you know, cash, and you can't. Okay? Now, what they're saying is that because of deficits and because of mismanagement in the government, there's no cash. But the average person is not putting money in the banking system right now. Why is that? Because they're distrustful of the government. Now, you have to look at this, guys, because for the poor people that can't get money out of the bank, there's people that have the common sense to sit there and say, we're not going to put money in the bank. Now, the Cuban peso, okay, basically it's supposed to be 24 to 1 on the exchange rate to the American dollar, okay? Well, the average person says you can get at least 120, you know, pesos to the average dollar. So in other words, it's pesos worth a lot less than they're telling us. Some people on the black market say that they can get 350 pesos for every dollar, because it's worth nothing right now. Okay, so as you run your life, I have told you for 2 years now to make sure you have money out of the bank, because what's going to happen is if there is a major banking collapse and there's a major credit freeze, and if you follow people like Greg Mannarino and his MMRI, which everybody should, I'll leave the link below for this, but it talks about how dangerous, he talks about how dangerous the credit system is right now and how precarious it is right now, and that the stock market crash will be as a result of the credit problems with our banking system and with our financial system. There will be a point in time that your ATM card will not work, your credit card will not work. And I am seeing more and more people write me on a weekly basis saying, wow, Dan, my credit lines got cut. My ATM lines got cut. And again, guys, go to your bank and find out, how much can I get out of the ATM? Oh, Dan, you can get $200. Well, I need it raised. You raised to $5,000, whatever you want. But ask for more than you need. Well, then I never go to the ATM and get that kind of cash. There's going to be a point in time that you're going to want to do this at this point. But look at Republic Bank and look at Cuba right now, because this is very serious, and it's just a matter of time until this comes to the States, okay? And again, anybody out there deal with Republic Bank? You know, are they a nice bank? Did you sense problems? Let us know, because you guys are the barometer of all this stuff. So, Mom Yoga, it's been a few months, guys, believe it or not. Can you believe that? We've missed it. Dan's been busy. Oh my God, it's so fantastic. Look at this. Isn't this great? Beautiful day for this, guys. Share your thoughts on all this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Amy. In a country where the medical advances are better than ever, we have a problem. And that is, people are told that there are health foods out there that are not healthy. And Dr. Amy is a board-certified physician and a natural nutritionalist who has gone out and put together a list of three foods that we believe are healthy that are in fact not. If you go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dan, you can find out about this. But this is dangerous. Things that we think are good for us that are not. In fact, these foods are banned in other countries. You can't even buy them there, but here they're sold as health foods. Isn't that crazy? Take a look at what Dr. Amy's put together. You know, think about this. Sluggishness, your bad gut health, joint pain, things like this can be dealt with by eliminating these foods, and you can reverse this, okay? So go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dan. The best way to get there is use the link below, but it's the number 3harmfulfoods.com. Check it out today and get yourself a little healthier. One thing that's happening right now with real estate and with the Department of Justice is they are catching up to the fraudsters out there. Now, there's a couple of loan officers out there that were huge. They did a tremendous amount of business, but they just got indicted by the Department of Justice. And the reason for that was that they lied on loan applications for people. Listen, Dan, tell them you're going to live there in the property, even though you're going to rent it out via Airbnb. That's illegal, guys. You can't do that. The problem with it is that these, you get better rates too when you live in the house over non-owner occupied. That's one of the main reasons. So these people are out scamming the banks and get caught doing this, and now it's a real problem, okay? And they're going to face criminal charges for this. Read the story below on that one. Now, the next thing is, I get sent scams all the time, and there is a California news station that did a list of scams that people are doing, and they're as simple as people walking up and saying, hey, did you drop this $20 bill, and you open your wallet, and they steal your ATM card, things like that, to confidence schemes where people, they do crowdfunding, and people make the mistake of giving money to the wrong people, charities that are fake. Right now, oh, we're helping the homeless. We're helping, you know, veterans, and they're lining their pockets with this money. You have to be careful with who you give the money to right now. But read the article below, and there's a little video with it that's pretty cool because it talks about how people just don't realize all these scams that are out there. Do not give your banking information to anybody that you're not completely sure of. Check things like LinkedIn. Check things like there's different charities that you can check and find out if they're even valid or not. Now, the other thing, the thing that really bothered me was we talked about people not being able to find jobs. Well, how about job scams where people list jobs, but then you have to pay us to have your application looked at? Is that awful? Is that completely terrible or what? Okay. And this is happening all the time right now. So be wise, be careful. If it sounds too good to be true, the authorities say it is too good to be true, but constantly check on making sure that you're giving money and signing up for people that are, you know, valid. The other thing is, you know, it's like, I hate carrying my wallet with me. So if I go someplace, I may carry my ID and a credit card, and that's it. Okay. So they're not stealing the wallet. Okay. But this is happening more and more and more, where people are getting robbed, especially here in California. It's such a joke right now that if you have anything visible in your car, they will break in and they will steal what's ever in the car. So this is happening more and more. Newscasters are getting robbed. You're getting people that they're stealing laptop bags, or stealing everything, and you have to protect yourself. If they could possibly take it, they will, okay? Correct me if I'm wrong. For the first time in 2.5 years, you're starting to see digital advertising have a spike in spend rates and different buy rates. And that's why Google's doing better. That's why Facebook's doing better. Meta, whatever you want to call them this week. But they're seeing better than average numbers. You know, is your company spending more on advertising right now? Because I think most people are cutting back, personally, especially the smaller companies. California is proposing its own healthcare system. Now, this is the state with a, you know, $73 billion deficit, and they want to take over a $405 billion healthcare system. You want to see people die? Have this happen, guys. Okay? Because private healthcare, the ability to call your own doctor, the ability to schedule your MRI when you need it, is something that everybody should have. It should be your right, and California wants to run this. And they want to ban, think about this, ban private health insurance. Okay, so your Obamacare and all your different programs that you have out there, it wouldn't be good for California. They want to set up a board to see how they're going to do this. And again, it's a joke, okay? It's an absolute joke, because the problem with it is that, I mean, I'm telling you guys, as an older man, you know, the last thing I want to do is worry about somebody, you know, telling me how I'm going to do my health care, okay? You know, Canada, hey, Canada's great. You want to take a year to have surgery? If you can live that long, that's what happens in Canada. And it's great, it's free, it doesn't cost you anything. Now, ask anybody that lives in Canada what they think about everything right now, and they can share their thoughts on that. And here's a great story about real estate. Found this one, share it below. Real estate right now, the inventory in Florida is getting uncomfortable right now. Don't you love these words that they use? The inventory is uncomfortable. People are starting to slash prices. Okay. Well, here's the thing. People went out and they inflated prices to the flipping moon. And don't worry, somebody will buy your house. Your house will sell in a few days. Well, not anymore. Florida has thousands of listings it didn't have 6 months ago. And it's growing. By the week, there are more houses for sale than are being closed escrow on. So this is happening right now. And you're seeing the same thing in Las Vegas, that's happening too. So there's a real problem with real estate there. But still, people are in space. People want to go out and buy houses. I'm telling you, don't buy a house right now. Do what you can do to talk people out of buying property right now, and just wait. Now, I have a friend who's a real estate wholesaler, and people say, oh, it's okay for him to go out and buy something really cheap and fix it up. This guy will buy something that maybe hasn't been lived in 5 years, okay, and completely remodel it and then flip it himself, okay? Go do that, guys. If you have the money to do that, go do it, okay? But he's looking for the deal. Now, Florida, it's got a problem, because you're going to see more and more houses enter foreclosure. You're going to see more and more people get desperate. And that's where we're at right now. It's just about to break. You're going to see. Okay, remember, buying season, basically July 1st is when home buying season stops. I have more realtors that write me and say, Dan, since COVID, this isn't the case anymore. Oh, kids don't go back to school in September. People don't plan their vacations for the summer. Okay. But again, guys, get ready for this because you're going to see situations with real estate where they're going to be given away and you're going to start to get deals out there. Watch. Just a quick video for you today, but multiple people sent me this, so I have to share it with you guys. And that is a man in Australia. When you go to Australia and you get out, you know, over $2,000, what is the money for? They asked that question. So this guy filmed himself answering that question. Oh, I met this chick. She's crazy. We're going to have a wild weekend and things like that. But he goes over the top. Okay. You know, and don't like being a man anymore, so I want to be a woman. That's what I need the $8,000 for. You know, crazy stuff. Funny, okay? But take a look at the video. And again, it's none of your business what I'm using my money for to pay my bills. I'm telling you guys, go to your bank. Make it your mission this week. What is my spending limit on my ATM? Me swiping my ATM card. Hey, everybody has one. Okay, do you know what yours is? Tell them to raise it right now. How much can I get out of the ATM? Tell them to raise it, okay? The next thing, Domino's Pizza. We talked about tipflation, how people are sick of giving tips and things like that. Domino's has got something kind of cool. If you tip the driver $3 or more, Domino's will immediately give you a $3 coupon for you to use at a Domino's Pizza again. I thought, that's kind of brilliant. That just spurs everybody working together and, you know, promoting, you know, giving the driver a tip. And again, got to tip your pizza driver. The guy drove to the house, okay? Anyways, final story from Dr. Marvin, who's hitting on all cylinders lately, I'll tell you. There is this thing, an invisibility shield, which is basically, you could have it set up here. And what it would do is if you stood behind it, the reflection of it makes it look like, so you can't see that there's somebody there. It's kind of cool. Advances like this, I think, are great. People don't realize the things that are out there. I love when people share stuff like this. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Are you a customer of Republic Bank? Let us know, man. Let us know if this is a concern for you. But the cash in Cuba, we had to go to the AP to get that. That should concern you. Make sure you have cash on hand. 10% of your income. Just do that, okay? Have whatever you want. These banks are gonna crash. You should have multiple banks right now, and you should not be a slave to these banks right now, because I'm telling you, if they could cut you off, they will cut you off. If you were on my email list and you saw everybody that's getting cut back on their credit cards and accounts being closed, it would concern you. So you wanna get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com, and onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. Please like, subscribe, and share this video today.